listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. Welcome to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. We've got probably a shorter show today than last week. I should mention that I'm Dave. Or no, I'm Evan. You're Dave.
Holy crap.
I'm kind of wishing I was you right now with that massive plate of food you got.
This is a daunting task. I wouldn't wish this upon you.
This may be vengeance for the Gastos episode.
It might be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to finish this, though.
No. So, before you finish all of your food, we should mention where we are here.
Okay. We're at Camarcha.
I was going to, like, you going to let me do it here?
No,
you go ahead. If you can talk without your mouth full.
We're at Camarcha's.
Yes.
Deli and restaurant. Camarcha's is widely known as the hot dog provider for the Minnesota Twins' new Target Field. They do high-end bratwurst, hot dogs, Polish sausages, knackwurst, which I do love saying.
It's a fun word.
Where they have a full-fledged, you know, delicatessen on one side of the store, and on the other side, which we're sitting in right now, which is their restaurant and deli. Much more traditional food. You're not going to find as many sausages as you are going to find sandwiches and salads.
But they do have sausage sandwiches. They have a full range of various sausages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a rarity with the show, in that we started with food,
mm-hmm.
because it is. I mean, it is a restaurant. I mean, there are tables and all that stuff, but it's cafeteria style.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it all up front, then bring it down.
It's front loaded.
Yeah, I like that. Which is how I'm probably going to feel by the end of.
Well, if you're not going to feel, I sure should.
So, let's start with. Well, I'll start with me, because mine's the simpler of the two.
I was actually kind of disappointed when you ordered it. It was kind of like, that's really kind of boring.
Yeah, but you know, I wasn't feeling complicated, especially after last week. If you didn't listen to last week, we did the State Fair show. Many good reviews from people, which is always nice to hear.
Yeah.
People digging it. Our least painful show, I would say.
We paced ourselves.
We're growing as food people.
Foodies.
As food, now I wouldn't say we're foodies.
I thought we somehow working like cosmonaut into it, you know, some sort of food renaut or
food monaut.
Yeah, something like that.
We're not that experimental. We're not eating yak's testicles.
Usually I can count on you to create some sort of word or some sort of terminology.
Yes, but I only use my gifts when they're necessary.
This would be necessary, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Apparently there's a space battle going on in the background there. I can't quite tell what that is.
And I left the Falcon at home.
Well, it's a problem. But I went with just a deli sandwich. I actually went with a Reuben, because, you know, me, I'm a big fan of Reuben. And if one is going to a Polish/Ukrainian deli, you want to have a Jewish food.
Exactly. Hey, I'm a Ukrainian Jew, so we're all good.
So, yeah, well, your people are represented on your plate.
You darn right.
In fact, I think there's several people on your plate.
When they made Ukrainian sausage,
it's made of really Ukrainian. Mean. But
I actually just saw a laser bolt shoot past me.
Yeah, what is that? That is...
No idea.
Anyway, we'll just talk over the Battlestar Galactica reenactment there. But with the Reuben sandwich, and again, it's your classic sauerkraut, corned beef, Swiss cheese. They've got something approaching a Thousand Island dressing. And I say it's approaching because I will admit, I shouldn't say admit because I had no part in making it, but this is, I have to say, and I hate to start us off on a bad note, this is a pretty weak Thousand Island.
I don't know if this is...
I don't know what you've got there, but
I'm not sure what I have either.
But I don't know, maybe it's just because I like my Thousand Island very chunky.
Like
closer to a slaw, you know, almost. If that makes any sense.
Sort of, yeah.
You know, I like stuffing it. You know, and this is just—it's just a little weak for me. Overall, the sandwich is fine. I mean, it's not, you know, holy crap. I mean, I'll take something like Mort's Reuben's over this.
Well, you also need a old priest and a young priest.
That's true.
You're done with one of those.
But been doing that, and then it comes with the Rachel's potato chips, which I haven't cracked open yet, and a pickle.
I'm surprised you didn't ask for it. I saw they had a wide variety of salads as well.
Yeah.
To do some sort of upgrade to.
I'm going the deli route. You know, I just got my sandwich, my chips. Yeah, and I got a beer.
With a coleslaw, potato salad.
Decided to go simple, which is the story because I actually didn't even see any sides, and when she gave me the potato chips anyway, I was like, all right, free chips.
Was the first thing I noticed was the vat of coleslaw. I was like, the front right there.
Maybe I'll grab some on the way out. But in contravention, I guess, of the past month or so, neither of us got the girly drinks this week.
Well, I kind of did.
You kind of did, but it's hardly girly.
Well, it all of a sudden, summer ended and fall arrived overnight.
Yeah.
And so we kind of ended the girly drink run. We're back to beer season.
Here's how cold it got. Okay. My loving fiance, she likes airflow. Okay. And when the weather gets good, in quotes, she likes having the windows open. Okay. And for most of yesterday, it was fairly tolerable.
Okay.
Okay. It was probably, you know, mid-60s. Okay. Open the windows. Overnight, it got down to 53 degrees.
I think it was colder out in the burbs.
Okay. It was so cold, I actually dreamed I was in a freezer. I distinctly remember this. And I had a comforter as I was sleeping. Like, that's how cold it got.
That's very strange.
So, yeah, summer is done.
It came and went really
fast. Didn't even leave a note. Didn't even leave money on the table.
Not even a Dear John letter.
No.
That bitch up and left took all your stuff.
Oh. So I'm drinking beer.
What kind of beer do you have?
Because, again, we're at a place called Kramarchik, which is kind of like the name that Vowels forgot.
I like that.
No, no problem. I'm going with the... I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Does this have even have any vowels either?
It's got two, but they don't make any sense.
There's a Y, I know that.
Zwijk.
Sometimes
Zwijk. Zwijk. I'm not really sure how to pronounce this. Despite my Polish and Czech ancestry, I have no command of the pronunciation.
And your ancestors are turning over in their grave right now.
That's true. Yes, so this is a Polish-prized original beer. I don't know what kind it is. Just as premium quality. So probably I would say probably just like your typical amber, and it tastes like an amber.
No.
And it's fine. It's not a, you know, again, it's much like the sandwich. Not fantastic. It does the job, which is what deli stuff should do.
Exactly.
You know, you the best you can expect from a deli is does the job. You know, you shouldn't expect greatness from a deli.
Depends on the deli.
Yeah, no, not matter.
You're telling me that if I go to, I don't know, the Carnegie Deli in New York?
I'm sure the Carnegie Deli
Cass's
has...
Deli.
I'm sure a couple of those New York delis have some stinkers on their menu. I'm just saying, you know, you go to a French place, you go to a high-class place, a place where you have to wear a tie, you expect good food.
Right.
Okay, you shouldn't expect good food. You should celebrate good food when it comes in a deli form. So right. In those cases of Carnegie or Mort's or something like that, you should celebrate the fact that it is good, but don't expect good.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'll drink to that.
All right. What are you drinking, by the way?
I'm drinking a Sprecher, cream soda. I love the ginger ale, and I like the cream soda just as much. But the ginger ale, I would stab you in the face with that toothpick. Four.
No, Sprecher, that's a Wisconsin brewery, I think. Because they do beers and things like that, too.
Glendale, Wisconsin. Very good, sir.
That's what I thought.
It is very, very good.
I have had their ginger ale. I'm not as big a fan of ginger ale as one would think I would be.
Right.
I think it's just the really concentrated ginger flavor and the good stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's like the bad stuff is just tastes like weird 7-Up, like 7-Up that's gone bad. And the really good stuff just has too strong a ginger flavor for me.
See, I like something with an incredible bite to it when it comes mm-hmm. to ginger ale, and that just, I mean, it's a ginger beer at that point. It's not ginger ale, it's a ginger beer. It's a sexy soda is what it is.
It's a sexy soda.
I'm having the combination plate.
Which is definitely a combination.
Did you have some of the sausage?
I did. You cut me off a hunk of the sausage.
Yeah.
And what kind of sausage
is it? It's a Ukrainian sausage.
Okay.
God knows what, how many various dead animals died to bring you that sausage. A couple of Botha the Spies are also in there as well.
Yeah, well.
The combination plate comes with one sausage, your choice of sausage. I chose the Ukrainian sausage. Comes with about a cup and a half of sauerkraut, a chipotle burrito-sized cabbage roll, which is meat and rice in there, which I might...
It is a chipotle burrito.
Yeah, essentially.
At that point.
And then it also came with three pierogies, which you get the choice of cheese, vegetable, or meat. I chose all meat because I ain't no pansy.
That's right. So you've done your pierogies.
Did the pierogies. They were very good. Really, really thick dough. Really thick dough. Thicker than I think I've ever had on a pierogi before. Usually there's some amount of lightness to it.
Thicker than an egg roll. Thicker than a pot sticker.
Right. Very heavy potato flavor in it as well. Which I guess I'm used to in a pierogi, but it was just the side of a mashed potato.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine that, the sauerkraut here is always good. I bought the sauerkraut just from the deli. The nice thing about the sauerkraut here is they put meat in it. They meat the sauerkraut, which, you know, I'm a big fan of. Little pieces of bacon, little pieces of ham in there as well. That's good. There's an unidentifiable sauce on top of the cabbage roll. I think it's a tomato-based sauce.
Yeah. There were mentions elsewhere on the menu that it is essentially a tomato and cream-based sauce, which is probably closer to like a vodka sauce.
Mm-hmm. And it's very similar. I've had cabbage rolls before, and I've had Greek cabbage rolls, and they put a similar type of sauce on it. Same thing with what you'd see in like a grape leaf roll as well.
Mm.
Mm. A fair amount of cartilage in that last...
Ooh, that's so good.
Holy crap. That sausage just about bit back at me. Wow.
I was expecting a little more spice.
Yeah, as was I. It was... I wanted more. You know,
mm-hmm.
I expected something just a little bit more...
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, something like a little bit more paprika or cayenne or something like that in there.
Yeah, I'm not saying like a heat. I'm just saying just a little more kick to it, a little more flavor. I mean, it's very good. The consistency is very good.
All right. But I agree with you.
So after last week, you went back to the fair. They actually let us back in.
Yes.
And once again, you forgot to get me a tub of cookies.
Well, that's not my fault.
Because you're a failure as a friend.
That's not my fault. If you do not remind me to get cookies, I'm not going back.
I would remember if you had asked me.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Don't even go there. No.
Oh, I would. Oh, I would.
That's so far from correct. That's amazing.
Fine. How was your adventures, though,
on the fair as a whole, or just going back yet again?
Either or.
See, the way I do is I kind of pace myself. I don't have to have everything every single time that I go. So, you know, I go with my dad, and I have some things. I go with you and have pretty much anything that's new. And then go with my mom and my brothers, and, you know, it's more of what haven't I had yet. which can turn ugly quickly. We did try the deep fried bologna.
Now that was what we ended the show last week with.
Yes.
And we had the deep fried bologna sandwich, which was pretty universally, frowned.
Yeah. But I did go back and have the deep fried bologna stick, which was some sort of weird cross between a corn dog and a cornbread muffin.
Okay.
Just some weird stuff going on there. Still universally panned. I probably would never have it again. But it was better than the sandwich. However, they do, on the other side of that stand there, they actually do have condiments and like a salsa that you do recommend for the sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which
would be good. So we gave them an unfair shake, is what you're saying.
I don't know if a sauce could have really helped that sandwich at that point.
That might be.
There was not a whole lot of help for that. Yeah. It was just not good.
But the one on the stick was better.
It was better. Better, not great by any stretch of the imagination.
It's, you know what? It's bologna. You know, there's only so much you can do with bologna.
You can't polish a turd.
Exactly. I'm going to try to open this bag of chips as quietly as possible. I don't think that's going to work.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Now, had you done it, like, right next to the microphone, though. There you go. Crunch-a-vision.
And we'll get the Rachel's chips, which is local chips. They're made in Parham, Minnesota.
Where?
Never heard of it myself.
Spell for me.
Parham.
That's it?
I do know how to read.
I know. Never heard of it either.
Yeah, no idea.
I've heard of Parham, Minnesota.
Huh.
I don't think that's how it's spelled.
No. Because, no. But, you know, Minnesota has a fine tradition of misspelling and mispronouncing city names.
Okay.
For example.
Yeah, wait. Shakopee.
Well, Shakopee, that's pretty close. And Indian names are impossible.
Damn them.
Yeah. I'm thinking
still
like...
Still in our land.
I'm thinking... Wow. I'm thinking like New Prague.
New Prague.
Yeah, it should be Prague.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other good one? Montevideo is always a favorite of mine.
Montevideo.
Yes, Montevideo.
It's a Montauban.
Yes. Not to be confused with Montevideo, which I think is in Argentina. But no, we do it Montevideo. And then let's just not even mention again all of the Native American names.
Try to think of another one, but.
There was a good, and this is only going to be funny to people in Minnesota, but that's like 90% of our audience. When Al Franken had come back to do his radio show, he did a commercial for AM 950, which is the local kind of Air America affiliate. And he'd done a commercial about, because he was kind of known at the time as like a New York guy, because he made his bones at Saturday Night Live and he's Jewish, and, Minnesotans, we're not, we don't always think of...
You frown upon the Jews.
We don't frown upon them, we're just not used to them. And he grew up in St. Louis Park, which, at the time had quite a large Jewish population.
Right.
So he did this commercial basically to prove his Minnesotan heritage. And he was talking about, he's like, I'm from Minnesota, I love going to places like Edna.
Wayzata.
And Wayzata. And, again, it's only funny if you know these what the towns actually are called.
It'd be Edina.
Edina and
Wayzata. Or Edinia, Wayzata. If you go with Google.
Edinia?
Edinia.
Really?
Yeah, if you dial Google 411,
uh-huh.
Which is Google's free 411 service,
mm-hmm.
And you say Edina, AMC Theaters, Edinia.
Nice. There's not even a second I. How does it get Edinia?
I don't know.
Fucking Google. I must say, I'm not a big potato chip man, especially a traditional potato chip fan.
Those are good.
These are damn good.
They do a kind of a jalapeno spiced one.
Oh, yeah?
That's really good.
they got a good thickness to them. You know, they're but they're not quite thick cut, but they got a heft to them. Very good.
I always like a hefty chip.
I always like a hefty chip. So more about the fair here.
Well, one of the things that I hope we get to do in the coming years is hit up the Creative Arts Building, mm-hmm. which is where they have all the canning and baking competition.
Okay.
Only for the simple fact of, you know, especially if you go later in the fair, they've had the stuff sitting there for 12 days.
Wow.
And I guess it's just going to be, well, this would have been great had I been here the first or second day. It looks a little dried out, the grandma's pumpkin bars do. Now the pickles and like the canned tomatoes and the salsas and all that stuff looks fine. The jellies and jams are obviously you're gonna keep for a while. It's the baked goods or anything that, you know, like
the bars
that, you know, or the cakes that have had some sort of design. I'm not talking like Ace of Cake style, but I'm talking like where presentation really is everything. Have kind of fallen over or sagging a bit,
mm-hmm.
or you know, if there's a little, you know, frosting doll on top, it's missing an arm now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sad to walk through, but it's an interesting cross section to think. I think people still do a lot of the stuff like canning and jam making, and
it's becoming hip. I mean, that's the weird thing, yeah. And I think it's part and parcel to the whole foodie, hipster kind of food blogger. Kind of thing. Well, I mean, it's.
I know. I was just wondering where you're going with that. Are you doing a lot of?
I'm just saying. You know, there's a certain population in the kind of youth culture that is getting into food and learning about like our food heritage and how food is made and things like that. And canning is one of those things that has taken off. I mean, our good buddies over at Heavy Table, mm-hmm. Which I call our good buddies, much like our Canadian girlfriends, is we like to think that we're friends, but right. In reality, not really.
They never call us.
Never call us, no. But the guys are
Heavy Table. Our friends don't think they exist.
Exactly. James, who we've had on the show from Heavy Table,
yeah.
I think it's his wife, does canning. She like enters pickles and things into the competitions, yeah. and things like that. And she's about our age, I'm fairly certain. So, I mean, it's becoming a thing. It's becoming a weird hipster thing. I don't want to say hipster thing, because that's kind of derogatory.
No, it's not, to a point it is. But, you know, my dad does canning. My dad makes pickles. And for him, it's just been something that he's done because it was passed down.
Well, yeah, but in your dad's case, he's older. I mean, he's in his 50s.
He's 55.
Yeah. So I'm talking like 30.
Oh, you know, I know. But I think for a lot of people in our age segment, it might also be that thing where it's been passed down.
Oh, okay, I see what you're
saying. And you know, not necessarily you're not necessarily doing it because you're looking for something hip and with and wow to do, but more along the lines of this is a family recipe that's been passed down for X amount of years, and you know, we'll see how it stacks up against the best of the best. Knock on wood. I just think it's a unique cross-section of society, or just as our food society as a whole is at right now as well.
There is a weird... We talked a little bit about this last week. There is a weird kind of anachronism to the State Fair,
mm-hmm.
where it's that kind of oldness... Like, right. It's old-fashioned. It's not quite going to, like, you know, historical Williamsburg.
No.
You know, kind of thing. It's not quite that bad.
But it's like a snapshot.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like
a snapshot. But it's not less a snapshot, more like time travelers. Because right. You've got, you know, we don't think about that people still live on farms.
Right.
You know, as far as we're concerned, they're run by robots.
So, yeah. I'm still not convinced they aren't.
You know, I mean, we're so disconnected...
The only thing I know of farms is what I've seen on Star Wars and moisture farming.
That's your future, kid.
Doesn't speak Pachi.
What? Didn't you just eat no, the Smee Pachi? No, isn't that what you just had?
No, I just stole a line from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure if he gets a translator, make sure it speaks Pachi. And they buy C-3PO and R2 from the from the jar?
Sure. Yeah.
Nothing?
I just don't care.
You got the moisture farmer comment, so.
Yeah, but I didn't recognize that as something from Star Wars. You forget. I've seen Star Wars like once.
But you should probably get your nerd card revoked for that.
There are many things I should get my nerd card revoked for. Mm. We've talked about my relationship with Star Wars.
Or lack thereof.
Plenty on this show.
Yeah. So. Moving back to it. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I don't think I'm gonna like the world is flat. And it actually just ends at Third Ring Suburbs.
Excuse me.
You know, Mankato and Rochester are their own islands way out there.
They just fall off.
Exactly.
They just fall off the map.
Exactly. I don't recognize anything like St. Peter actually existing.
No, it doesn't. No, it's got a college.
I suppose. I couldn't think of another small
town. New Ulm.
There you go. New Ulm doesn't exist.
No, New Ulm does not exist.
But you don't think about that stuff. It's not an everyday life. But then you think about these people, and this is their big, their moment to shine.
This is their Woodstock.
This is their national championship.
This is their
E3. This is their
E3. Yeah, this is their Comic-Con.
Yes.
This is Comic-Con for farmers.
Exactly. It's the worst analogy we've ever had on the show. That's not even close.
I'm sure we've had worse, but...
I don't know. That's pretty bad. But if you think about it, that's their big thing. For us, it's just... a fun way to end the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended abruptly, apparently.
It was done. It works out perfectly because the staffer ended yesterday, and so did the warmth.
Exactly.
The sun actually went out.
Exactly. We're actually living by candlelight now.
Yes.
But it's a unique experience, and the Creative Arts Building is a great example of that. Because you have people of all ages that are still doing pies and canning and brewing and barse making and pickling and all this other stuff. But you also find different ethnic cookies and stuff like that that are kind of matched up against each other, mm-hmm. too. And it's interesting to see if the same thing comes out on top, if the Norwegians are going to win this year, or maybe the Jews are going to have their shot in the sun.
Never.
Never happens.
That's going to happen.
Never happens, though.
No. Jews not known for their sweets.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Oh, you would be surprised. I will shock and awe you with some Jewish sweets.
I would love some. Yeah. I mean, you know me.
Yeah.
I do love the sweets, and by and large, I love Jewish cooking, so...
Right.
I should be down for it, but I guess I've never...
But it's interesting to see, how, or even to think about how they would rate something like that, where you have like a Jewish hamantash cookie that is typically made with dates and apricots, and it's a thick, almost cakey type of dough.
It's kind of like a baklava.
No.
No, you don't think
no.
so?
Baklava is very, very thin.
I'm thinking in terms of total texture.
Total texture,
I'm thinking with the apricots and the grapes or the dates and stuff like that.
Well, it depends on the baklava because I've only had honey and walnuts and baklava I've had. But the thickness of the dough and there's a certain amount of moisture in the dough, but it's not heavy. Versus something like, and I'm probably going to butcher this type of Norwegian cookie, I believe it's a kringla cookie, which is... almost a light sugar type cookie,
mm-hmm.
close to what we would consider a sugar cookie. Not nearly as heavy as one you buy in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Very light, very airy. Or maybe even like a krumkaka, which is...
I love krumkaka.
Those are really good.
This is where we show off our Minnesotan roots on there with our love of krumkaka.
Or an almond lace cookie as well,
I've never had.
Those are very good.
Well, see, my dad is deathly allergic to almonds, so... almonds are pretty much verboten in our house. So.
Gotcha. But how those things stack up against each other, even how they're rated, whether it be creativity or taste or what, because they're so different, but they're all grouped in that same ethnic type category.
Mm.
So, or how one even can wrap their mind around judging a hot kosher dill pickle competition.
That's a competition I'd want to go first. I'd want my pickle to go first. Because I gotta imagine by the time they get to pickle 12,
taste anything,
you're just burnt out.
I think they do it where they just cut up a cross section of the pickle. Like you don't eat the whole freaking thing, but you just get one little spear,
It's like a wine tasting.
Yeah, they spit the rest out.
Yeah, do they spit the pickle out? I'm just right on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, they swirl it around in the glass.
Well, there's an image for you.
Exactly. It is disgusting.
All right.
But, yes, that's one of those interesting things that we haven't hit yet.
No, next year. We'll have to remember to listen to the show next year. So that we remember what we said we're going to do. We won't. All right. It'll probably be a slightly short show just because of what was last year. I do want to cover how we use your food. Now, you took one bite of that cabbage roll,
yeah,
which I'm willing to call a cabbage loaf at this point because it's pretty large.
The cabbage burrito.
Yeah, you took one bite and you just cashed your chips.
It's so thick. I mean, look at that bad boy.
Yeah, I would say that's a good.
It's airtight. You know.
Yeah, it's about 3 inches in diameter and completely.
And it was
solid.
Oh my God, it was probably 4 to 5 inches long.
That's probably closer to 7.
You thought that was closer to 7?
Well, your fingers are 7.
Oh, I was just saying it was like right there. So.
Yeah, it's probably about 5-6 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was the size of a Chipotle burrito, and there was no way I was going to finish it. It had good taste, but by the time I had finished both the pierogies and the sausage, I was like...
And you've done quite a bit of the sauerkraut as well.
Yeah, I did. I put a little dent in the sauerkraut, and I had said enough.
You were bested. You were bested by the combination platter.
To my lot in life.
Yeah, that's true. But
I recommend it. I would probably try a different sausage. The sausage was a bit chewy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a lot of cartilage in it. Doesn't mean it didn't have a good flavor, but I wanted more flavor. But overall, it was pretty good.
Excellent.
Oh, and your sandwich?
Yeah, the same thing with me. It's just there. It was fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best way to put it. It was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't fantastic. I'd have it again with no compunction, but I would like to try other things mm-hmm. on there. Now I'm very intrigued with this coleslaw. So
this coleslaw you speak of.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. I mean, you know, the corned beef tasted good. I think the weakest thing was that Thousand Island dressing. I just think there just wasn't enough going on there. It was just a little weak.
It also seemed like there wasn't a whole lot of corned beef on the sandwich.
There was enough. I could have used a little a better proportion of corned beef to sauerkraut because there was a bit more sauerkraut than I normally like.
Okay.
But at that point, you're splitting hairs. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of difference.
Right.
Whereas the sauce or the Thousand Island dressing, I think that was just I hesitate to call it a misstep, especially with such a storied and well-loved place like this. Mm-hmm. It's just a different way to do it, and it's just not the way I like it.
You also had the Reuben on a Polish bread.
I did, as opposed to white bread.
Or rye bread, as it's typically put on.
I know, but those are the options given me, whereas white. Really? White. She might have said rye in Polish, but it sounded like white in Polish.
Okay.
So
how was the Polish bread?
It was good. I mean, it was a good like hoagie roll kind of bread.
Okay.
So I think
didn't know if there was like if it had any sort of potato flavor.
Not that I could tell.
Okay.
But it was good. I mean, it was kind of like a wheat bun, you know, in texture. Other than that, I mean, it was fine.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't fantastic.
Okay.
It's certainly better than that garbage that Arby's sells as a Reuben. Yes, I did have one of those recently, and I was very disappointed.
That's a good. You get what you pay for at that point.
True. So, I did want to bring a couple things to attention. Some big festivals going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Kramarczyk's, they have their annual Kielbasa Festival.
It just sounds dirty.
It does. It's Friday and Saturday, and it's right here. It's $10 to get in.
Kramarczyk's is in Northeast Minneapolis.
It's in Northeast Minneapolis. They'll we'll provide links to it in the show notes so you can check it out. It's got live music, street food from Kramarczyk's. They've also got Green Belt and European beers they'll be selling. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading this off of the little poster here. It's $10. $5 if you are under 21 or listed as a designated driver.
Huh.
So if you're not interested in the beer, you still want to come out and get some sausage, game on. But for the $10, you get a commemorative beer stein, which sounds badass, and your first beer is free. So also kids under 5 are also free. It does not say if their first beer is free.
Does one call this a sausage fest? Maybe a sausage party.
Stop it. Just shut up.
Oh, come on. You knew that was coming.
Yes, and I...
Speaking of sausage festivals.
God, that's terrible.
It's always
If you want more information, you can check out kramarchik.com. I'm going to actually spell it for you because there's no way anyone's going to figure it out. It's kramarchik.com. And again, there'll be links in the show notes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also this weekend, not here in Minneapolis, actually in Carroll Stream, Illinois.
Beautiful, sunny.
Beautiful, sunny Carroll Stream, Illinois.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Not really,
well.
No. But going on this weekend, it's actually from Thursday to Sunday, the 9th through the 12th, is the Chicagoland Entertainment Collectors Expo, which is a bit of a mouthful.
Is there an acronym for that?
CECE.
The CECE.
Something like that, yes. We will be down in attendance. Fancy Miss Gangsters will be, got a booth down there. I know I'll be down there. I know Ashley from Yet Another Gaming Show will be there. We might have some other people. No one knows. All I know is you are not going to be there because you continue to deny our existence in public. You don't want to be associated
with
us.
Do you really blame me at this point?
No, not really.
Yeah.
We'll be down there. We're going to be doing live streaming. We're going to be doing interviews and things like that with some of the media guests. Are you done?
I'm out of here.
Okay. Focus. Dave is distracted by shiny objects here and is destroying this. But yes, we'll be down there. We'll be doing, like I said, live streaming. We'll be doing some video stuff maybe. We'll see. We're going to be doing recordings for... Now you're just doing it to distract me. Stop it.
Really not.
Anyway... Stay tuned to our website, fanspansgangsters.com, and to nonsportexpo.com is what the website is. It's mainly
their website's a mouthful for crap.
Their website's a mouthful. It's basically for people that collect things other than baseball cards. So it's autographs, it's memorabilia, there's a lot of movie and TV stuff there. There's a lot of guests coming down there. I forget the actress's name, but she played the mom on That 70s Show, Donna's mom.
Midge.
Yes.
She was a Playboy Playmate, though.
Yeah, she was. And she was also in one of the cinematic treasures of our time, Beastmaster.
That's right.
Yes. Back when she was a redhead. But she'll be down there. So my 12-year-old self will be high-fiving me. But Kane Hodder, the guy who played Jason in a bunch of the movies, the Friday the 15th, he'll be down there. It's going to be an interesting group of people. It should be a good time. If you're down in the Chicago area, come say hi. Otherwise, check out the website. And
Midge on the show.
I would love to. I have no reason to.
Right.
Like, other than just to talk about Beastmaster.
Or that 70s show.
No, because we don't want to do a TV show. Huh. See, at least Beastmaster, I can sort of explain it.
Right.
So we can do it with the Film Army.
Okay.
That's really why I started all these shows, so I can talk to hot celebrities from the 80s. Twiggy is going to be there from the Buck Rogers TV show.
Oh my god.
And several of the Star Wars people are going to be there, but nobody I've ever heard of. I have no idea.
Oh. Probably the guy who played Chewbacca.
No, it wasn't even any of the movies. No, it was
really?
None of the main movie people.
Like secondary characters?
Yeah, this is like people from the novels.
Like?
Yeah, I don't know. Go to the website, nonsportexpo.com.
Now I'm just curious.
Now you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be down there, and we'll be down there all weekend.
Yeah.
So come down and say hi. Otherwise, check out the website. We'll be doing, like I said, live streaming. We're probably doing some Twittering and things like that, which you can follow us at FancyPantsGang, twitter.com/FancyPantsGang.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing all sorts of cool stuff with that. So unless you've got something to add.
Final thoughts on...
yes, final thoughts.
I enjoyed it. Their best stuff really is at the game.
At Target Field.
Going to Target Field because they got a grill set up and you can smell it anywhere you're sitting in the stands. They've got multiple stands.
Oh, really?
There's Kramarchik stuff only.
Before the end of the season, we got to do a show from Target Field.
We're running out of daylight.
I know.
I don't know if you noticed when winter came. It came early a little bit this year.
That's
fine. So. But that's the best place to get them. Unless you're doing it at home, in which case I definitely suggest picking up a six pack of fresh of their fresh don't go with the smoked ones, but the fresh bratwurst. Cook those sumbitches in beer and some onions. Grill them up. It's good stuff.
I should say that the deli portion,
yep,
which is attached to where we are right now, is fantastic. And the guys all know their stuff. Although they don't know what a London broil is, which I was a little disappointed with. Because I went in looking for a London broil.
Okay.
Because that's what the menu, or that's what the recipe called for.
Okay.
Not realizing that a London broil is code for something else. It's actually a flank steak.
I was going to be like, is this a dirty connotation that I don't know about?
No.
Yet? Okay.
No, that's a Philadelphia broil. That's different.
The Cleveland Steamer.
That's they're related. They're related. I'm with you. I mean, it's very good, but I think as a deli, I mean, this would be fine as a lunch place, but yeah. I mean, beyond that, it's a deli.
Yeah.
And like I said at the top of the show, expect good.
Right.
You know, expect it, filling, expect
there's nothing
competent
here that we had bad, but...
No.
And yeah, it is what it is.
It's a deli.
And don't pretend to be nothing different.
Exactly.
So
you want to wrap us up here?
I'd be happy to.
Excellent.
The Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you by HopChart.com for all your beer tracking needs.
I'm going to have to track this one.
Be sure to check them out. You can also follow us on there as well. You can also follow us on Twitter at WellFedFPG.
WellFed Guide.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
WellFed Guide FPG on Twitter. You can also track us on Facebook. We're just the WellFed Guide to Life on there. We also love it when you post in our forums and or in our show notes with any questions or comments.
I think you have all the bases covered.
I did. And you didn't interrupt me either.
I did correct you on the wall figure, but that's...
But,
know,
yeah,
that's
but I fine. Get the, I either get it right or wrong on the first shot anyway.
Yeah.
But on behalf of Evan, I'm Dave. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the abbreviated show and check us out next week.
Check us out next week. Check us out this weekend at... Chicagoland Entertainment Collectors Expo, excuse me, CECE.com or nonsportexpo.com. And as always, check us out, fancymansgangsters.com for all details and more. Bye bye.